And the subhead is, find out these seven things that you need to add to your forms right now. And if you've spent any time on social media, you've probably seen headlines like that one. And you're probably already suspecting that everything I'm about to tell you will be completely believable, and there won't be seven of anything, because that's how clickbait works. And so, how do I? So in keeping with the clickbait theme here, I filled this PowerPoint with jokes and memes that I've downloaded from the internet. This first one is a screenshot from the Lord of the Rings movie. I don't think that character actually said that in the movie. Pretty sure he didn't. There are websites you can go to and type in whatever you want these characters to say, and then you can post them on the internet or, I guess, use them in a presentation. And so that's what I've done today. So my first topic is estate tax portability. And this is something that we've been talking about for years, since probably before I started practicing, certainly the whole time. And we've always thought that this would be something that's very simple to do, something simple for Congress to do. You know, instead of us going to all the trouble and expense of creating bypass trusts for all those married couples and having them set up the trusts and administer them, why couldn't the surviving spouse just be given that exemption that the predeceasing spouse didn't use? And so in 2010, Congress finally gave us estate tax portability and almost immediately figured out that it wasn't going to be that simple. They realized first that they would have to require an estate tax return to be filed in the first spouse's estate to calculate that unused exemption and port it over, report it to the government in order to port it over to the surviving spouse. And that makes sense. They had to do that. But when they wrote the statute, they required the executor to prepare that estate tax return.